This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Look how he got away. Get back down, you gotta pray. Don't stray, they say that's just how it go. What's that they underpay? Did these souls get turned to grey? Got no time to smile and say hello. Grab another Sunday, sing a little warning. Don't show pain cause they put you in a corner. Happens to the best, yeah, that's just what I know. Take on the whole supernova. Push it back down, we up, up and over. Say three times to believe that's how it goes. It goes just back up. We're the ones as the bombs down. Hold hands here on the ground. Leaving mother with you now.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, November the 13th of 2024, day 318, and only 48 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio. Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, hanging out with our friends in Radio Big, because that's what we do. Of course we do that. You know, we do the thing. You know, the thing of the thing as we are hanging out. So how have you been? How's the last 24 been for you? Yeah, seems like a lot of appointments and assignments were taking place over the last 24. No doubt about that. I'm sure we'll talk about some of that stuff as we go forward, as Trump has put together his cabinet of people that he wants working with him. So we'll get into all that stuff in just a teeny beany bit. So don't worry about that. Also, we'll have some news about everything else that's going on inside of the world of the news and the world of safety. So anyways, if you're new here, let's talk about what we do. We talk about news and safety, safety in the news. That's kind of what we do. We do some aspects that include some main story aspects as we rock out to some of that information. And then as we are hanging out and doing all the lovely stuff that we get to do, we have the opportunity of having you call in, call, text, video, you know, some options there on doing some different things. That way you don't have to do it through the social media platforms that I don't pay attention to in the first place. So there you go. That's kind of part of the stuff, if one may say so ourselves. So there you go. A lot of things going on. So that's kind of covers our first hour. Hour two and three, we don't do on video. We only do it on an audio format. So just so you are fully aware of what's going on there. So there you go. RadioBig.fm will get you there. Safety FM will get you there as well. And then if you want to call in radio.com. We'll do that. Callinradio.com. Yep, a whole cluster of things to do if you're so encouraged or inclined to do so. Not a joke as I say that. So there you go. Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, investigators unveil an international art crime ring, and the National Toy Hall of Fame gets new entries.
Sounds exciting.
Okay, Diddy new digs offers unsightly view, and Jessica Simpson may or may not be getting a divorce. May or may not be getting a divorce. Is that even a news story? Yeah, I may or I may not be getting a divorce. I don't know how that's a breaking news there, but something to talk about, I guess, for sure, as we are talking there. Yeah, I guess our world gets weird from time to time in some of the stuff that we talk about, no doubt there. Also, Chris Wallace is leaving CNN and Denzel Washington is ready to retire. We'll talk about some of that stuff. And Queen Camilla is back to work. Yep, back to work. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So if you're good, I'm good. We can get it all moving and grooving. And we'll talk about all the stuff that's going on. So if you are ready, I am ready. And we can do it all together as we are talking. So here we go. And 1, 3, 4, 5. No, I'm kidding. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and bring our friends in from Feature Story News. And they're going to let us know what the hell's going on inside of the news cycle. Because that's what they do. I mean, at least that's what I'm told they're paid for. So let's do that and have that going right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump is appointing Elon Musk as the head of a new Department of Government Efficiency. The billionaire owner of Tesla and X will lead the organization with former Republican primary candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The president-elect has picked Fox News host and former Army veteran Pete Hegseth as defense secretary as his administration continues to take shape. Republican commentator Paul Dudridge predicts Elon Musk won't hold back.
He's been talking about stripping out $2 trillion from the annual US budget. They're looking at achieving the goal by 4th of July 2026, which will be the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, 1776, etc. And so there's a lot of patriotism, there's a lot of swagger, there's a lot of desire to reduce the size of government. $2 trillion out of the current budget is approximately a third of government spending.
Japan, the US and South Korea are holding the second joint Freedom Edge war games. The US military says the drills off the Korean island of Jeju are to strengthen trilateral cooperation between the countries. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
This iteration of Freedom Edge follows the inaugural exercises in June, which were created following an August 2023 summit at Camp David, where leaders of the three countries agreed to bolster ties and enhance deterrence efforts in the Indo-Pacific, with a particular focus on North Korea's nuclear program. The second round will mobilize various warships and aircraft from the three sides, including the U.S. Navy's USS George Washington aircraft carrier. The U.S. military says fifth-generation fighter jets will also be included for the first time to build a complex missile, air, and submarine defense infrastructure. The three countries have condemned North Korea's missile launches, which South Korea alleges threaten peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it's developing its nuclear arsenal to defend itself.
Residents of India's capital, New Delhi, have woken up to a thick layer of toxic smog blanketing their city. With winter approaching, air quality's dipped to what officials call severe levels. Ishan Garg reports from the city.
New Delhi's PM2.5 pollutant levels are currently 70 times what the World Health Organization considers tolerable. These are the small pollutant particles that can get lodged in the lungs, causing a range of health problems. As the temperature dips, the air quality has dropped to severe levels after remaining in the very poor category for 2 weeks. Officials are expected to roll out more anti-pollution measures, such as banning construction work, use of diesel generators, etc., in the next few days. Residents can be seen wearing masks on the road.
Volkswagen and Tesla rival Rivian have launched a joint venture in a deal worth $5.8 billion. It'll see the firms share technology and gives loss-making Rivian funding as it gets ready to roll out a new model in a challenging EV market. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the resignation of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, the man who presided over Queen Elizabeth II's funeral and then King Charles's coronation, and who has spent 10 years at the helm of the Anglican Church. He has stepped down after an investigation revealed that he had failed to report historical physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at a Christian camp when he learnt about it in 2013. Bishop Stephen Lowe is a former advisor to the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.
I feel very sad that it's taken a lot of pressure from a lot of people to actually decide that it's the right thing to do. He cannot get away with saying, I did some shameful things in terms of effectively covering up and not pursuing the abuser after it became quite clear that he should be dealt with, preventing further abuse. And that is shameful. And once you say something is, I've done something shameful and have caused effectively people to be abused, then there is no option, in my view, for him to actually resign.
Justin Welby said he was leaving his position in sorrow. A lengthy process now begins to determine his successor, and it is expected that could take as long as 6 months to resolve. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump's appointing Elon Musk as the head of a new Department of Government Efficiency. Japan, the US and South Korea are holding the second joint Freedom Edge War Games. India's capital, New Delhi, has a thick layer of toxic smog blanketing the city as air quality dips. And Volkswagen and Tesla rival Rivian have launched a joint venture in a deal worth $5.8 billion. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. and enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Duh.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, Rated R Safety Show coming to you 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. No doubt about that. A lot of stuff going on, little time to get into it, so let's go ahead and get into it now, because if not, we're going to be sitting here going, that might have been a good idea to do. That might have been a bad idea to do. Let's do that right now. Anyways, after two flights between the United States and Haiti were hit with gunfire in recent days, the Federal Aviation Administration has paused all air travel to the island country and boarded in civil war. Spirit Airline flight diverted to the Dominican Republic after incurring what appeared to have been gunfire in the fuselage on Monday. One flight attendant has reported being on a specified minor injuries, and then JetBlue reported a similar incident on the same day. The airlines independently suspended flights, and American Airlines followed suit. Now the flights originating from the U.S. are prevented from landing into Haiti for the next 30 days. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Think about how crazy that would be. You're trying to land somewhere, and all of a sudden there's gunshots coming the general direction. Yeah, that's going to put in some surprises for you, no doubt there, as we are talking. So what do you think? No, like seriously, what do you think there? I mean, I wouldn't be flying to any country we have gunfire going towards the planes. Just my thing there.
Duh.
I mean, just throwing that out there as an information. So just saying. Anyways, let's continue talking because we need to do that because that's what we do. We talk, we blab, and all that other kind of fun stuff. Take a listen to this. Kentucky Fried Chicken has sued competitor Church's Texas Chicken, a trademark infringement after Church's started using original recipe to describe their product at the end of September. KFC has had the trademark for original recipe since 1984. Church's marketing company include the line, "Our original recipe is back." In a comical statement, the rep from KFC on behalf of all of our fried chicken lovers out there, we take it personally when another company tried to claim the iconic taste of branding on their own. We remain committed to protecting our brand's intellectual property and safeguarding the experience to our customers. This is according to CNN. Original recipe. So should we call it our first recipe then? I mean, I'm like totally lost here. I mean, like, original recipe. So when, I mean, should we call it maybe classic? Maybe that makes it sound a little bit older.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, what a cluster there, right? I mean, I don't know. Anyways, Italian investigators say that they have broken into an international art forgery ring that sold millions worth of knockoffs attributed to prolific names like Banksy, Picasso, Warhol, Van Gogh, among about 30 other artists, I guess, is the way that it looks. Across Italy, Spain, France, and Belgium, 38 suspects were monitored over the course of months, leading to the seizure of around 2,100 pieces that were sold for more than $215 million. The suspects went so far as organizing the entire gallery at Banksy knockoffs to make it appear more legitimate. Details of the investigation, including any names, arrests, or charges, have not yet been announced. So we'll have to take a look and see what the hell's going on there. I mean, seriously, lifestyles of the rich and the famous. I don't understand, man. Like, I have such a hard time understanding why it would be even worth it. So I am going to sell forgeries and legitimately end up going to jail potentially because I want that money, honey.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's continue talking. The Australian Navy has discovered the wreckage of the American destroyer lost during World War II. The USS Edsel was commissioned back in 1920, and it sank in 1942 in the day of fierce battle, surviving volley from Japanese ships until it succumbed to the aerial attack. Almost all of the 200 crew members were reported dead. A rep of the Aussie Navy says the ship is used to advance robotic and autonomous systems, normally used for hydrographic survey capabilities to locate the USS Edsel in the seabed, but it did not provide any specifics about the condition of the wreckage or any preservation efforts. This is according to CBS News. I don't know. I mean, I look at it and I go, so are we going to go deep diving now to go take a look at this? Yeah, I mean, I'm just asking the question because I just want to have a better understanding. So take a listen to this. My Little Pony Transformer action figures and the Phase 10 card game were now added to the National Toy Hall of Fame on Tuesday. Other finalists that did not make the cut include Apples to Apples balloons, a Choose Your Own Adventure game book, Hess Toy Truck, Pokemon trading cards, remote-controlled vehicles, Sequence, the stick horse, and a trampoline. A panel of experts and returners determined that the honorees in conjunction with a public survey. So there you go. Public survey.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So, I don't know. That's interesting. The pastel-colored plastic pony was the finalist 7 times before finally being selected. In the case that you're considering, the experts are a national advisory committee of historians, educators, and others with toy industry experience. Sounds like a little money, honey. Might be part of the factor of what needs to be done. I'm just saying out there, so just give that some thought. Anyway, take a listen to this. What's this? Who is this? Do I care about this? No, I don't care about that, so let's jump that. Okay, so let's talk about the Dow. The Dow lost about 382 points to close at 43,910 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 17 points to close at 5,983, and the NASDAQ lost about 17 points to close at 19,281. West Texas Intermediate closed at $67 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.07 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin cracked another all-time high, baby, before tickling back down. Did I say tickling? I meant trickling back down, because if it was tickling back down, I might have some questions. But trickling back down to $88,000, so there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $113 million jackpot, or a $53.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So what do you think? I mean, that's some stuff. Seriously. I mean, that's some stuff to think about. It gets pretty serious around here right away when you start talking about, you know, payouts and jackpots and all that kind of fun stuff. So let me ask you something, because before I move on from this lottery thing. Do you work at a place where people are like, let's buy lotto tickets together and let's see what happens? Like, I'm being serious. This is a legit question. Because, you know, a lot of offices do that. So I remember working as a third party delivery company, you know, working for a third party delivery company. And I was working for a cabinet company in particular. I'm just going to bring this up relatively quick. And I remember that the company that I was interacting with said that their office personnel would buy tickets all the time. And I was like, that's cool, you know, whatever. And I remember calling one time, and the operation office staff that actually answered the phone, I was talking to the lady that worked there, and she said, we won. We won the lottery, and we're all leaving. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's great. Good luck. And she's like, I'm being serious. And I legit thought that she was joking. And I remember the week after calling, and it was all new staff. It wasn't a joke. It was serious business. They had won the lottery. Big money from what I understand. And they all had left.
Duh.
And said, hey, we're done. We're donezo. I mean, I don't know. I've heard different stories of stuff like that. Of course, nobody ever winning the big one, but apparently they won the big one. So that's why everybody got up and left. And I was like, wow, how weird is that? Now, I've done it a couple of times when, you know, the mega lotto is going through and all that fun stuff. But outside of that, I mean, I'm not doing anything kind of weird in regards of it. But hey, whatever. I mean, whatever you play, do you. I mean, here's the fun part. It's always amazing to hear the dreams that people have in regards of what happens there, in regards of once they start playing the lotto and what the hell is going to happen and if they're going to end up winning. I mean, I know of people that all their life, that's all they've dreamed of is how they're going to win that. But anyways, let me get off the soapbox and let's start talking about some other things. Sean Combs' current digs in the four North unit of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn offers him direct view of a female inmate's living directly underneath him. If you lay down and you can look through the holes and talk to women, a former inmate familiar with the housing unit told The Sun. While another added that the females often engage in provocative behavior. Elsewhere, Diddy's living situation is less controlled than most of the prison, with the dorm-style beds, games, tablets, and loosely structured routine. Unless one of his bail requests gets approved, Combs will remain behind bars through the trial when it begins in May of 2025. That's a long ass time. I mean, I know that people sit around and go, eh, not really. If you think about it, we're talking May. We're in November. November. I mean, think about it in this particular fashion. If you go on summer vacation in May, which some people do, we're talking November to May before anything's going to happen. We're going to talk about the president-elect will be in office by the time that occurs. You will already pay your taxes again before that time occurs. Just stuff to think about. I mean, just some pain points of some things to come to the realization of when you're thinking about it.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic.
Never.
Okay, Liam Payne may have had a secret Instagram account that used to communicate with suspected drug dealer Brian Nahuel Pais. While Pais denied giving the singer drugs or accepting any sort of payment from him, he did reveal to investigators that Payne got in contact with him via a private Instagram account. Hold on. A private Instagram account. So there you go. So that's going to be some interesting times for sure as we are talking. A previously reported Pais is one of the three who were arrested in connection with Payne's death. This is according to The Mirror, and that is a newspaper just in case, or it's some kind of news source. Let's kind of go with that. Actor Will Ford says that he only has about 19 years left on Earth. Okay, if he chooses to believe what Ouija board he played with as a teen. According to the spirit on the board, which Ward says he intentionally tried to make angry, he will be fatally stabbed at the age of 73. He shared the spooky story on Rachel Dratch's Woo Woo podcast. This is according to EW. Now, I don't know. I know things get weird sometimes, but why in the hell would you tell people that? Like, oh, yeah. Some Ouija board told me that I'm going to die at this dumbass age. And, I'm going to get stabbed to death. You know, you don't need to put that shit out there.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's see if we can squeeze two in real quick before we get to our main. Mike Tyson returned to his old stomping ground in Brownsville, Brooklyn, where he ran into a fan that he used to rob as a preteen. "You robbed me when I was 8 years old," the guy told Tyson before laughing it out and hugging the boxing champ. "I'm sorry, bro," Tyson replied. The exchange appeared on the Netflix Countdown Paul versus Tyson, a series premiering ahead of the Friday night's bout between Tyson and YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul. This is according to New York Post. That's going down on Friday. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not going to lie. I want to see what's going to happen. I mean, keep in mind that Tyson is 58 years old, and I want to say Jake Paul's 27, but don't hold me 100% to it. And listen, some people will claim that he's fought some tomato cans, which I don't know if that's 100% true in regards of what Jake Paul's done. I mean, Jake Paul's fought some, we'll call them elite-style fighters that have mostly been it coming out of MMA. That's okay. But he's also fought, he did fight Tyson Fury's brother. And it didn't go, I mean, it didn't go his direction, but it debates on who you talk to. I mean, I like seeing it because I always say that whole thing of controversy creates cash, and that's kind of the way that it goes. Okay, so let's talk about... Okay, let's squeeze some of these through real quick. Ashley Simpson Ross says that her sister's marriage is just fine amid reports that Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson are having issues. But wait, two people close to Jess reportedly spoke with the two different divorce lawyers in the past couple of months. No word on whether or not the meeting were held by Jess's request. Jess and Eric have been married since 2014 and share three kids. This is according to TMZ. Let's talk about some casting call stuff because I want to talk about this real quick. Chris Wallace is leaving CNN. Then after 3 years of hosting Who's Talking to Chris Wallace, the 77-year-old told the Daily Beast that he plans to exit at the end of the year and explore a career in streaming and podcasting, where he says the action seems to be no word where or when he plans to launch a podcast. This is according to the Daily Beast. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, it's that time to do that story of the main of the story, because it just seems like it's the right time to do that. So let's do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. Some time to talk about some stuff that we are doing right now, hanging out and all that kind of other lovely stuff, because we have to talk about our main story. So let's go ahead and get into it. And I will tell you that Chris Wallace story kind of makes me think. Not that the other stories don't make me think, because that's what that sounded like. But Chris Wallace has been in the industry of newscasting for a long ass time. I mean, don't take that the wrong way. And yeah, he was not always on CNN. And, you know, when he jumped ship to CNN, some people lost their shit because that's what happens. But I look at it and I go, okay, so the dude's 77 years old. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's make sure that we specify that. And he has determined that it is time to go to a different medium. And I look at it a lot as the stuff that you and I get to do, not the different medium aspect, but the aspect on how things are delivered. And I want you to think about this. If you work in this business that we call safety, because it is a business to some extent, a cost center to some people, it's not a profit center, never has and never will be. But think about how you used to deliver some, or what mediums you used to use to deliver information. It might have been a stand-up meeting. It might have been you had those little lovely posters of, hey, if you do this, you're going to die. You know, if you back up without a spotter, you're going to be fired. You know, all the great signs that used to exist out there. And don't worry, there's still places that you can go to that have that shit. That you go out there and be like, we haven't had an incident in 320 days because nobody has the balls to report it. Because they found out that on day 330, you're going to have some barbecue and they don't want to be the jackass that blows that thing out of the water because that's how they're envisioning it. Not that they are a jackass. It's just that this is the case on how it's set up. The system is setting you up to fail. Like, I always love the bonus structure portion of, we're going to give you a, we're going to incentivize you and give you a bonus if you have a safe workplace. How is that deemed, please? Please, somebody explain. So let me get off that soapbox because I kind of went too far on one side. But think about it. It is the medium that people use at the time, and it's learning to advance the medium. Now, I will tell you, for a period of time, we seem to have gone into that whole world of infotainment. And I'm talking about that whole aspect where we're talking about information, where we wanted to make sure that people were entertained as you are providing information to them. And we called it infotainment in regards of doing it. Now, don't get me wrong. I do realize that some of the aspects here of this show is, this is how this ended up turning out, is that we went into the infotainment medium. But look, I was tired of doing messaging of, yes, let's do proper protocol in regards of when we're talking. Because, I mean, we have to be serious business only. Well, that's not how people talk. How people talk is by interacting with others and speaking the same language. So look, right now you might be looking at some of the stuff that you're doing inside of your workplace in regards to trying to get some of that safety messaging out there, and you might have done bulletin boards before, and you might have done poster messaging, you might have done emails, you might have done, you know, the whole thing where you're standing in the parking lot handing out water or doing some weird stuff to make sure that you get people's attention. Keep in mind that what always needs to change is the medium, not the message. So I will tell you that nowadays, if you take a look at some of the stuff that brings the most attention via video, it's almost like jump cuts. Normal attention span lasts about 3 seconds when you're watching a video. I don't know why the hell that's the number, but that's the number, particularly with younger children. So if you watch a child show, you will notice the ones that get the most attention. In this case, I'll talk Cocomelon. You will notice the amount of jump cuts that occur in a very short period of time because it keeps them engaged. Something different has occurred on the screen. So think about that. Think about that today. What exactly will you do? What will be the medium that you use? If anything, I will challenge you. I will challenge you if you haven't done so. Do a video podcast. Do an audio podcast. Do one internally to your job. I will tell you, if you interview, if you just do small little cuts, little snippets, yeah, it'll take you places. I mean, we started doing this shit back in 18, maybe even before then. And started trying this out, and it worked well. And I was always amazed. I remember there was this one jackass that told me, yeah, podcasting is stupid. You just need to stop doing it here internally. It's not going to get anywhere. I really do appreciate him telling me that. What are we at now? 6 years later? Yep, that was some great advice, my friend. I'm definitely glad that I listened to you, because that was a great idea.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Okay, here we are. Still hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show. It is currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This song right here is Wheel by Wotes. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. We would like to thank Wotes for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the move and the groove of everything that we have going on. No doubt about that. So let's talk real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be a plethora of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, and that is just to name a few things. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Some info for you to take a look in a gander under at, no doubt about it. Anyway, say a listen to this. A cruise line is offering up something special to anyone in the U.S. who plans to actually make good on the threat of to leave the country after the results of last week's election. Vija V Residency has announced that the Vija Vi Odyssey ship will now let passengers set sail for as long as 4 years. That means that those who are upset that Donald Trump beating Kamala Harris could depart on a journey that visits 140 countries and won't return home until a new president is elected in 2028. The Skip Forward package makes it all the way to the seven continents and the course for 4 years, but it'll cost you. Single occupancy rooms start at $256,000. Double occupancy rooms start at $320,000. The company says that the trip gives passengers the flexibility to escape traffic jams, politics, monotony of city life. This is all for those Americans who threatened to move to Canada, then found out that what it's like there in January. And as long as it's going to find a way to run again in 2028. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not trying to be a jerk as I say this, but a lot of people ask for options of, hey, you know, if this guy wins, I'm not doing anything. And it was both sides. I mean, people were like, I'm leaving if Kamala wins. I'm leaving if Donald wins. I mean, so we have a winner. I mean, do we call it make good? Like, are you going to make good on your promise on what you're doing? I mean, I don't know. Do you? I say the same thing almost every election cycle. No matter who wins, I'm leaving. And I'm not joking because I'm going on vacation at some point. And I'm going to Mexico. That's where I'm going because I like going to Mexico. So guess what I'm doing? I'm going to go to Mexico relatively soon here. And one of these times I'm going to go to Mexico and I probably won't come back. That's regardless of who's in the office. No, I'm being serious because that's the plan. That's what I plan to do at some point in my life. We'll probably do the show from there. I mean, you've seen me before leave here and go to Mexico and do the show. We just have to figure out the video camera shit because that's been the biggest issue in regards of what's going on because I never like how those rooms look in the places that I'm staying at. But that's me. That's a me issue. Let's talk about something more important. And you know what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. So let's do that.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Brian. In 1896, Thomas Edison was working on a car design when he learned that a young man in his company had created an experimental car. Edison met him at a company party and was thoroughly impressed by his gas-powered car idea. Edison, who had been considering electricity as a power source, went on to encourage the young man, saying, "That's the thing. You have it. I think you're onto something. I encourage you to continue your pursuits." So he did. And that young man, Henry Ford, eventually did well with that car. In 1914, Edison's laboratory and factory were destroyed by a fire. Before the ashes were even cold, Henry Ford handed Edison $750,000, along with a note saying Edison could have more if he needed it.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. I want to be a critical thinker without becoming a critical person. So what's the difference? A critical thinker examines all the facts, weighs all the evidence before coming to a conclusion. A critical person is not looking for the truth. Rather, he is on a fault-finding mission. He's already made up his mind. Now he's just searching for anything to confirm his predetermined conclusion. Critical thinkers help us discover the truth, while critical people simply attack those they disagree with. Let me ask you a question. Are you a critical thinker or a critical person? Lord, help us become critical thinkers without becoming critical people. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump is appointing Elon Musk as the head of a new Department of Government Efficiency. The billionaire owner of Tesla and X will lead the organization with former Republican primary candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The president-elect has picked Fox News host and former Army veteran Pete Hegseth as defense secretary as his administration continues to take shape. Republican commentator Paul Dudridge predicts Elon Musk won't hold back.
He's been talking about stripping out $2 trillion from the annual US budget. They're looking at achieving the goal by 4th of July 2026, which will be the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, 1776, etc. And so There's a lot of patriotism. There's a lot of swagger. There's a lot of desire to reduce the size of government. $2 trillion out of the current budget is approximately a third of government spending.
Japan, the US and South Korea are holding the second joint Freedom Edge war games. The US military says the drills off the Korean island of Jeju are to strengthen trilateral cooperation between the countries. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
This iteration of Freedom Edge follows the inaugural exercises in June, which were created following an August 2023 summit at Camp David, where leaders of the three countries agreed to bolster ties and enhance deterrence efforts in the Indo-Pacific, with a particular focus on North Korea's nuclear program. The second round will mobilize various warships and aircraft from the three sides, including the U.S. Navy's USS George Washington aircraft carrier. The U.S. military says fifth-generation fighter jets will also be included for the first time to build a complex missile, air, and submarine defense infrastructure. The three countries have condemned North Korea's missile launches, which South Korea alleges threaten peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it's developing its nuclear arsenal to defend itself.
Residents of India's capital, New Delhi, have woken up to a thick layer of toxic smog blanketing their city. With winter approaching, air quality's dipped to what officials call severe levels. Ishan Garg reports from the city.
New Delhi's PM2.5 pollutant levels are currently 70 times what the World Health Organization considers tolerable. These are the small pollutant particles that can get lodged in the lungs, causing a range of health problems. As the temperature dips, the air quality has dropped to severe levels after remaining in the very poor category for 2 weeks. Officials are expected to roll out more anti-pollution measures, such as banning construction work, use of diesel generators, etc., in the next few days. Residents can be seen wearing masks on the road.
Volkswagen and Tesla rival Rivian have launched a joint venture in a deal worth $5.8 billion. It'll see the firms share technology and gives loss-making Rivian funding as it gets ready to roll out a new model in a challenging EV market. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Okay, Dogecoin rules for some, no doubt about that, as we are talking. Anyways, 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and get into it. Back on this day, back in 2022, four University of Idaho students are fatally stabbed in an off-campus residence in Moscow, Idaho, after a night out with friends. Suspect Brian Korber would be arrested 7 weeks later and charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of felony burglary. His trial is expected to get underway next summer. That happened back on this date, back in 2022. And we're looking at some birthdays for today. Stella Hudgens turns 29. Julia Michaels, 31. Matt Bennett, 33. Monica Coleman, 44. Meta World Peace, 45. Aisha Hinds, 49, Gerald Butler, 55, Stephen Zahn, 57, Jimmy Kimmel turns 57 as well, Neil Flynn turns 64, Whoopi Goldberg turns 69, Merrick Garland, 72, and Joe Mantegna turns 77 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's Roast Dinner Day, Sadie Hawkins Day, National Hug a Musician Day, World Kindness Day, and National Indian Pudding Day. I don't even know what that is. I'm kind of intrigued now to know what exactly that means. So there you go. If you need a rando for today, I got a random for you. Here you go. Here's a random joke. Humans are 90% water, basically cucumbers with anxiety. Seriously, cucumbers with anxiety. Think about it. What else would you be? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the best thing about having siblings? Okay, now what's the worst? Yeah, that too. So there you go. Okay, so that's it. That's it. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 5% of us have this item in our homes but never use it. What is it? A dishwasher? Really? 5% of people never use their dishwasher? Interesting. I find it intriguing as we are talking, no doubt there. Okay, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together as we get to hang out and do all of our stuff together, no doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and let you know that at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm and talking about the world of safety, music, and so on. I won't be talking about safety. This is really music and entertainment, but that's okay. But if you hang out here on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he'll talk about the world of safety consulting and do all the fun stuff that he gets to do. Yeah, that's what he'll do when he comes in here and takes over. So there you go. So stuff to think about. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Make someone smile every day, but never forget that you are someone too. Think about it. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye. Seriously. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Up and over, say three times to believe that's how it goes. It goes just bad.